All right. It has to become wet with water, but the a mashke has to be lerotzen. Interesting din. You know, to be called a mashke, I have to want it. It's interesting din. I can either want it when it goes on the peiris, or I can want it, it's called tchilasu berotzen. If I have a rotzen in that mashke when it becomes down, let's say when it rains, and I want the water, it's called a mashke. Now, even if it falls on the peiris against my will, it doesn't matter. It's a mission in the beginning of Matshirim. Kol shetchilasu berotzen, apishem ein sof lerotzen, is mash. Now, look, so the mission says like this, this not. Hakoyfe kairal hakoysel. He's got a wall, he takes a plate, some sort of a bowl, whatever, and he puts it up against the wall. Says it, and then it was raining. Now says the mission like this: it depends. In bishvil shetudach hakayra, he's putting it out in the rain against the wall because he wants to, that's his way of washing the plate. So that means he wants the water. Harezer b'chiyutan. That's called chiyutan because this din that mashke has to be nichalei, we call, is learned from the pasuk. Just like the pasuk says kiyutan, when water will be put, but we learn it, it's as if it said kiyite, you put it, meaning you want it. Okay, so if you want the plate to become clean, then you want the mashke. In bishvil shelo yilke hakoysel, if I put the plate there to protect the wall, I'm no interest in getting the plate wet right now. I'm interested in not getting the wall wet. Now that's similar to tzuletinu. If it's like a negative rotzen, I don't want the water for the water's purpose. Forget, I don't want the water. This kli is getting wet, not because I want it to get wet, because I don't want that to get wet. We must see that as analogous to tzuletinu. If it is, it really is. It's there to protect the wall from getting wet. Now you see that that's not bechiyutan. More interesting, tushta. Just like there, in other words, what do we want to know? Do I want the water? Now, do I want the water here? Do I want the plate to get wet? Let's put it that way. In a way, I do. In a way, I don't. But in a way, I do, because I want it to get wet, so the wall shouldn't get wet. It's a tzuletinuf. You see, that doesn't make it choshuv that it should be called, I want the plate to get wet. So too here, when I carry the thing for a tzuletinuf, it's not called, I really want, it's called tzuloy gederach ritzah. Now, it's a very strange tushla, so you're wondering. Because over there, I don't want the water. Here I'm not donning the ziva. Here I want to know, do I want the kids? I'm not being chayiv you for carrying the ziva. I'm being chayiv you for carrying the kids. That's a different story. That's a different question. That's what it says, it's not true. Me dummy. Awesome, look, boy, and machine clown. I want to know if I want the water there. I don't want the water bechlal. Forget about it. Do I want the plate to get wet? I don't want the water. I'd rather it didn't rain. I don't want the water bechlal. So you can't call the water lerotzen. Here I'm not interested in the ziva. You're right. You want to make me chayiv achatas for carrying the ziva itself? Of course I don't want it. But I have to know, do I want the kiss? I do want the kiss because I need a tzuletin. If you're not, it's not a comparison. If anything, it's the other way. I have a leak in my roof. I put a bowl under there. I put a bowl that the rainwater should go into the bowl. Now, the bowl fills up. Nitzin means it splashes out. Nitzvim means it overflows. Now that's water I have no interest in. That's Eina Bechiyutan. I have no interest in it. But Shebesoicha Hareza Bechiyutan. The water that collects in that bowl, that is called Nicholei. It's only Atzulei Tinuf. The answer is because the collector, the thing which is doing that Atzulei Tinuf, I want it. And that water already I do want. Here too, the kiss I want. I don't want the ziva, that's true. I'd rather not have the ziva. But given the situation, I want the kiss. The kiss for the purpose of Atzulei Tinuf. Here too, this bowl that's being put here for Atzulei Tinuf, I want it. And I even want the water, it's even a step better. But the kiss I want for Atzulei Tinuf, and that's the maskana de Gemara. That if I am carrying something for Atzulei Tinuf purposes, that's called carrying. That's not an eitz. We'll have that later. It's very important. Come on. Now, so we're back where we stuck before. What is this brice that says you potter on kiss? Our old machloikas mochtsen gufa. Shul Tzvi brought this up yesterday. This is carrying, right? I'm carrying that kiss. And it's a tzule tinuf. It's called derech hoytzov. There's another problem here. For what purpose am I carrying the kiss? What's the purpose of the carrying of the kiss? Because I want the kiss. Let's be careful. Melacha sheyitzil gufa, Tosfos explains later, means I have to do the melacha for the purpose it was done in the Mishkan. Right? What was the hoytzov in the Mishkan? They had kelim they took out to do work. So your hoytzov means I take some out of the house to the street because I need it in the street. I need it over there. So the Gemara is going to have a case later. A person dies never. You carry the mess out of the house, it shouldn't smell. The Gemara calls that melacha tzeinuch l'gufo. I don't need the mess. I need the mess out of the house. But I'm not carrying the mess because I need the mess. I need the mess out. That's called melacha tzeinuch l'gufo. According to Yehuda Yechayiv, according to Pshim Yipotah. Says the Gemara, this is a similar thing here. Now here it's a little different because I do want the kiss outside because I want the kiss to go with me wherever I want. But as you pointed out yesterday, I don't want the carrying of the kiss. I'm not interested in the kiss of Shayon Sarab. If I sat in the house, I'd be the same satisfaction. It's not like the Mishkan, I carried something because I had to do work outside. I carry a shovel from the house outside because I need the shovel outside. I don't need the kiss outside. If I would sit in the house all day with the same thing, I don't need the chitzor here. That's called Melacha Sheyitzich L'Guf. Melacha Sheyitzich L'Guf is a standard machlokes. We hold like Reb Shimon that you potter, we hold Yechayev. So that's portion. The Brisa that says Yechayev here is Reb Yehuda. That Melacha Sheyitzich L'Guf is Chayev. The Brisa that says you potter is Reb Shimon. In other words, it is a real carrying. It is there a chitzor at Zulitino. But it so happens it's a Melacha Sheyitzich L'Guf because I don't need the kiss here and there for its purposes. I just need the kiss to collect the ziva. If I sat at home, it'd be the same thing. I don't need the hutzah. Okay. But important that
most of our hutzahs, because we don't really do them on purpose. If we first did a hutzah, put it down outside, and he doesn't need it, I had something in my pocket. I forgot. Now I said, oops, and I made a mistake. I should have kept going, but I didn't. I put it down.
Yeah, but that's even better. It's not even, it's misasik. You don't even know you have it. It's even better. It's even less of a carrying. Here you know full well what you're doing. There's no mistake. You know full well what you're doing. I know I got it there, and I know I'm taking it out. This is much worse. You know what I mean? There's much more of a malach if you want to look at it that way. I mean, that, your case, nobody will say yechayiv. Nobody. Here, Reb Yudah says yechayiv. The Rambam says that way. It's worse. I'm doing it b'meizah. I know exactly what I'm doing. But I'm not doing it for the purpose of there. Your case, you don't know what you're doing, really. You don't even know you have it in your pocket. We'll get to that. That's less. Okay. But important is to remember that tzule tinuf, carrying something for protective purposes, is carrying. It may be in tzuch l'guf, but that's a different story. But it's a carrying. It is a derech hoytzo. Tony to Rabbi Shmuel, Yetzion, now we were discussing, yeah, you can't take out something on Erev Shabbos, you might forget. Says the Gemara, Yetzion b'tfilin b'Erev Shabbos m'chashecha. That's not a problem. We're not afraid you're going to forget. Why? My time, okay, m'do amar rabba barafuno, chayiv adam l'mashrench b'tfilin kol shor v'shor. A person has to always check his tefillin. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, matzitz shem, well, as korachas, as one shem, it says Kodesh Lashem, omra toyre v'hoyal mitzchoy tomid, and we learn from there, shalo yosea daitel mimenu, you shouldn't be matzil das, you should always have it in mind. It tefillin, sheyesh ben as koris harbe, alachas kamo v'kamo. Bekitz, you're always touching the tefillin, so you remember you have it. You're not going to forget it as Shabbos comes in. Hilkach mitkar doker lo. Tanya Chananya Omer, the Ashkenaz people, we say this every Friday night. Chayiv adam lemashrish bigdo al erev Shabbos im chashech. Rabbi Yosef Hilserab shel Shabbos. That's a very important halach. Now this is an interesting thing over here, because Chananya is saying a lot more than our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah didn't say you got to check your pockets. Our Mishnah says you can't go out with your needle. You can't go out with your quill. This is saying something else. I'm not going out with anything. I have to make sure I don't have any. This is a step further. Says the, what's the difference? I mean, says the Guru, there is a difference here. The Mishnah is talking, Somach l'chashech. Somach l'chashech can mean half an hour before Shabbos. This is im chashech. This is that you're walking out the last seconds. Here, not just there, I'm telling you, you walk out of your house 45 minutes before the Shabbos, you don't have to check your pockets. But you can't walk out with your machat, with your this, because you might forget. When you go out in the last seconds before Shabbos, or as Shabbos begins, then there's a chiyuv taka to check your pockets. This is somal shechel, this is im chashech. Now the Mishnah said, lo yafle es kelo, don't check your clothes for what do you call it, kinim, elites, lo yikro lo oraner. So it wasn't clear how to read it. Did the Mishnah mean lo yaflas kevel yikol or aner? That's one sentence. Don't check it. It's just like it's two things you shouldn't do to an air because you might move the air. What's lo yaflas kevel? Period. Even by the day, don't do it the light. It's that itself is a problem. What's the problem? Let's see. Iboy lo yaflas kevel by yoyman. Do it air and air. Yestam can't check for lice. Shemo yaharoig. Maybe you'll find the kina and you'll kill it. The Reb Lezer he, the Sanya, Omer Reb Lezer, Hahori Kina Bishabes, Kilahori Gomel. Like you're killing a camel. Doesn't mean anything, camel. It's a real barrier. We're going to have machloikis later, Kuvzayin Omer Beis. Where the killing a kino, Yechayiv on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm lochum from the Tilas of Shom, we're killing anything. Reb Lezer says, we learn it from the Elim in the Mishkan. They shechted the Elim to use the skins, whatever. So just as that's alive, this is alive too, the kino is alive. We say later that it has to be dumi dem that's poro virova. Poro means it reproduces from it reproduces. The Gemara held, and how it fits with science, I have no idea, we'll discuss it another time, that a kina is not coming from a reproductive process, from another one. It grows somehow out from the waste, from the ipush, from the zeya. Since it's not poro virova, we hold killing it is not a problem. We'll see in a minute. But Reb Lezer holds it is. So did the Mishnah means al yafla kelov? Because we make exerit. If you'll check for lice, you might find one and kill it. That's a deraisa, so don't do it. Viloyikol or aner, that's a new statement. Shemoyate, that's maybe you'll tilt the nair. Odilmo tarvayu shemoyate. There's no isa per se to check for kinim. Why? Because according to us. And according to us, killing a kin is either mutar, at most it's an isa derabonon. So we're not going to make a gzeira on it. So the Mishnah didn't mean he can't check. It means he can't check or read or aner. So one statement. Toshma ain't poilin vein koirin loraner. So it sounds. So what's that any better than the Mishnah? You could read this with a comma, or you could read it without a comma. It's not any clearer than the Mishnah. Toshma, here it's clear. Ain't poilin loraner, ain't koirin loraner. Elu hein min halochi sheomru balias chananya mechizke ben gori. Shma mino de tavayu shemayata shma mino. And the Mishnah meant it can't be mafle or read loraner. Because you might tilt the light, but it has nothing to do with killing the kina, because either we'll see in a minute, the killing the kina is only also midrabbanan, so we make that, or it's like a mutter. Okay. Omer Reb Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, afilu lahavchin, ben bigdo le bigdei ishto. You shouldn't check with a lamp because it needs some checking, so we're afraid you'll tilt the light. Now, Omer Rav, lo yamor at the b'nei mechoyz, yeah. Again, it's a question of how carefully you have to look at something. If you don't have to look carefully, b'chalal, then there's no problem if you aren't done there. So the question, what you're saying, if it requires any discerning between the his and her clothing. In B'nai Mechayza, not sure exactly the styles, but in B'nai Mechayza it didn't work. They were rich people. So Rashi says the men's garments were similar to the women's. And it sounds like the sleeves were looser. Men who worked had shorter sleeves, so didn't get in the way. Women wear longer sleeves and wider sleeves, they're not doing any work. So, in Mechoizo, you have to check a little bit to see what's his pair, what's hers. The Bnei Chaklis, so they wear normal clothes, made the idea. Yeah, but in our day, generally speaking, you don't have to tell the difference between a dress and pants. It's going to be a problem. I mean, women's and men's are pretty clear. Older women. Aval the yaldis made the yade. The young girls, that bichlal, they wore the Rashi has very wide sleeves, whatever it is, that's not at all close to men's clothing. Okay. Tan Rabbon. A new thing. Ain't toilin b'shus harabim. This had nothing to do with Shabbos. Stamazay. You shouldn't check, delice your clothes in public. They're covered. It could be nauseating for the people. You know, people see it. That doesn't do with Shabbos. Fine, they're covered, Rashi says, shall oivim, shall yimosu. Could be disgusting to people. Oh. Similarly, kayoitse boy, Rabbi Yudav Amrilov Nechemi, ain't oisin afektoizen b'shusaram neko. Afektoizen, they have an English word for it, it's something that causes to want to vomit. Yeah, but they have an English word for that type of a drug that will make you vomit. What?
Medic.
A medic?
E-medic.
E-medic, good. Do it in public for obvious reasons. Okay. Tone Rabbon. Now let's be careful. Hamafles Kelov, he's taki checking. Moilel vizoyrek umavach liyaharu. I don't know how you get lice off, but moil means you sort of rub it like this. Moilel, you rub it lightly, You want to shvachen him up. You don't want to jump back at you, and you throw it away. But make sure you don't kill it. Okay? But we allow melila. He goes a step further. You can pick it off and throw it away, but you can't even rub it to weaken it. What's the machloikis? A big tumult. But the Rashi learns like this. The Tanakhama holds that killing a kino on Shabbos is only midrabbanan, like we said before. Mela, we don't make a gzeira of melila. You rub it a little, you might kill it, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. Abishol holds like Rebbe Lezer, that killing a kino is an isadaraisa. If it's an isadaraisa, we make a gzeira melila. If you start smushing it, you might kill it. So we don't allow shmoyla. We only say pick it up and throw it out of here. Okay. So we have a machloikis. Be careful here. Tanakama holds killing a kino on Shabbos is also midrabona. Therefore, melila's muta. Abishol says killing the kino is doraisa, so you can't be moyla. You have to just pick it up. Fine. Now, Omar Afuno, halacha, moylel v'zoyrek, v'zehu kvoidoy, v'afilo b'choyl. That's what you should do even on choyl. We don't want you killing it. Like we said before, it's a bit on the disgusting side. Rabba mikatalahu. Rabba killed it on Shabbos. Now, you got to be careful here. We just had a machloikis where it's also midrabbonon or also midrais. But we all said it's also. Rabba's coming in. He's a liberal rabbi. He's saying it's mutter to kill it. That's a third cheetah. Where'd that come from? We'll see in 1 second. We happen to hold that way. Rav Sheshes mikatalahu. Killed it. Rava shot a little kind of my threw into the water, basically drowning it. Amalu Rabbi, a whole list of people who said you can go ahead and kill it. Forget you don't have to play games, you can kill it. Amalu Rav Nachal Abante said to his daughters, Kitoilin, kill them. Vashminali called it the times, let me hear the voice of my enemies. Meaning, kill them, go ahead, knock him dead. Where'd that come from? Right here. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer in Horgenes Hamakoy Makol Zakina Bishabis, Divrei Beishamai, Bot Ubeisilo Matirin. So the way Rashi learns, there are three shittas here. Rebbe Elezer holds killing a kino is daraisa. He doesn't have this whole part of a rova business. Any living thing, if you kill it on Shabbos, yechayev achatz. The Rabbonon, the Tanakhama, that braisa hold, like we say on Kuv Zayin, you need part of a rova, so it's not a daraisa, but it's also mid Rabbonon. Beis Hillel hold is a mutter, and that's how we paskin. You got to know what a kino is. I can't say it's going to put what's called a kino, what's this? That whole story over here, but whatever, if you'll find it, you're allowed to kill it. He can't kill it because we don't know. The machlokes, this is a kino. What he calls a kino, Rabbi Natan calls a kino. Rabbi Yosef, who is it? Rabbi Yosef calls a parish. I don't know exactly what a kino is, but anyway. What? What's that?
Is there a
I don't think so. Just don't need it. You can't make shidduchim on Shabbos. V'loy asatina kalamdo sefer. You can't handle with a malamet to hire him for your child. Ulalamdo umus to teach him a trade. Vein, why is that? That's chepetz shemayim. Mimtzoy cheftzicho. You don't do your own thing on Shabbos. Vein menachmim aveilim. Because Rashi says he'll be mitzor with them. Vein mevakrin choylin b'Shabbos. Divrei b'Shamay. Ubeisil matirin all these things. Why? Because these are called chavtze shomayin, l'sharech esabonis, hashtet in the zmiras darten, to handle an esek with a malamed. You can't actually hire him on Shabbos. That you can't do. But you can discuss with him terms, because that's called chavtze shomayin. And we do have, we have nicham avein, we have bikacholim on Shabbos. We have it. God, interesting. I just noted, I know, new to me, you probably know it, but what's the word of shadchen? Shidduch. Where does it come from? What does that word mean? Meshadchen. Why do we call it a shidduch? The Ran says the most interesting thing over here. He's got a pasuk in Shoiftim, Vatishkoi Toorets, the land rested. The Targum said, Veshadches Ara, the land rested. Shidduch means resting, because Aisha is Moitzeis Menucho Bebeis Bailo. That's what we call, why we call a shidduch. Because she finds Menucho Bebeis Bailo, but the word means Menucho. Good to know. For the next Shabbat brought this Rosh. Okay, let's go. Turn up on. And what? We'll learn. I told you, 150 blocks. We'll get there. Later, Prokim. Basically, anything that's Chepta Shomayim, we are Mata, anything that's Chepta Shomayim. And they do mitzvahs and muta. Basically. Again, we allow bikacholim on Shabbos, but we don't say the regular things we usually say because he can't be zoyik on Shabbos. Is Shabbos himilizik? That's our standard nusach. It's in the Mishnah. That's how we say. Urefu akroiv alavoi. We can't cry out on Shabbos, but the refuah will come on its own. Shabbos itself will bring the refuah. Reb Meir Omer, Yecholei Hisha Terachim. The Shabbos itself will be Merachim. Rashi says, if you'll be Mechabed the Shabbos by not showing tzar on Shabbos, that itself will help the healing. Reb Yehuda Omer, Hamokim Yerachim Alecho, Vacholei Yisrael. The Mashiach points out, Reb Yehuda hold, that's not a tefillah. I'm not speaking to Hashem. I'm sort of telling the Chol a fact. It will be good. That you can say. We don't say that, but that's a beautiful help. Reb Yosiyim, Hamokim Yerachim Alecho, same idea, but Besoich Chole Yisrael. Not you together. That has become part of our nusach. Whenever we down for a Chole, we always have Chole the Chole with all the Chole. Because better, why be alone? It's always better to get. That comes from this Reb Yosiyim, you'll see. Shevna Ishu Shalayim, he had a longer spiel. B'knisosom Sholem. First he said Sholem. B'tziyosu, when he left the Chole, like the Zogin, Shabbos imelizik, urufu v'kroi v'lovoi, v'rachmov merubim. Again, he's not davening, he's stating a fact. Rachmov merubim. V'shiftu b'sholem. And you, shiftu b'sholem, z'akati noichu b'shiftuchem l'sholem. Be peaceful, rest on Shabbos. Everything will be okay. It's interesting, the Mechaber paskins, like Shevno. The Mechaber says, when you walk a chel on Shabbos, you say this whole nusach here. Refu akroi v'lova, rachman v'rum, shifta b'shom. The Ramos says, we are knowing only to say the beginning. Like your Reb, who it is over there. Reb, like the Tana Kama. Shabbos imelizik, refu akroi v'lova. That's our minig. It's not. That's a day hold. We don't say that way. Because that already is like asking. They say it's not asking. You're telling the choyle it will be good. Yerachem Olah. He will. Keman azlo hodo omer Reb Chanina mi sheyesh choyle b'tach beisoy tzoruch she'avenu b'tach choyle Yisrael. Where did he get that from? Which is our news. We always say b'soch shor choyle Yisrael. Keman, ki Reb Yosi. That we pick up from Reb Yosi. No, it's to say to the choyle amokim yerachem olech on Shabbos, we don't do. But this that he says, that when you do daven, you should be coiling him with everybody. Besides, that we do. And that we pick up like Reb Yosi. Vom Reb Chanina, b'koishi tiru l'nachim avein lak b'chom. We are matrit, but with b'koishi, because it is a risky business. Chamei Rashi, Mishnei Mitztola, maisu when you menachem aveilim, and you even avak b'chom, the tendency will be the mitzvah. So b'koishi tiru, you have to be careful. The poskim takis say, therefore, if a person doesn't say, that's a simple shalom of the Shabbos. A person who bedafka doesn't go during the week and only goes on Shabbos, not recommended behavior. You're not supposed to do that. Avada the bir alocha points out, b'shem d'shari tshuva. Hey, the pshat is because you're busy during the week. You go to work, you can't, you go on Shabbos. That's okay. I care. You should be vakka. But a person has nothing to do during the week and he just pushes at the Shabbos because he feels like going. So that you shouldn't do because it's because you're tir on Shabbos. When I was following Rebbe Loza, he was going to Tvicha means a sick person. He was going to check in on a sick person. Zimnin Omar, sometimes he would say to him, Hamokim Yifkoitcho L'Sholem. Hashem should remember you L'Sholem. The Zimnin Omar, this is not Shabbos, this is not in general. Zimnin Omar Rachmona Yad Kirinach L'Sholem. Now, the same exact words. One is in Lashon Kedesh, and one is in Aramish, Aramaic. You're not supposed to daven in Arami. Tzibur is different. They won't come to you. The Malachi Ashoris don't understand Aramish. They didn't have the art school Gemara in the Malachi. I'm saying it's Vashtan in Aramish. So what was he davening? The Zogti Gemara, Shaini Choyle, the Shechina Imo. In the Choyle, the Shechina is present by a Choyle. You don't need any Malachim. The Shechina is there. You don't need Malachim. So what's the difference? Hashem knows Aramish. Domer Avana Nomer Minayin Shechina Soyer Es HaChoyle. How do you know Shechina supports a Choyle? Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu. Hashem will support him Al Eres Dvai when he's on his bed of pain. Tanya Nami Hochi Anichnas Levaker Es HaChoyle. Lo Yeshiv Lo Al Gabi Mito Lo Al Gabi Kisei. Zogtaisis in the Rishonim, it means where your seat is higher than the Choyle. He's laying like this, sitting in a chair over here because the Shechina is there. It's sitting above the Shechina. Elamisate v'yoshev lefonim neshishchina lamayla mirashoysev shalchoyle. Shenem Hashem yisodenu aleres dvay. Now this is interesting because Reb Kager brings right over here to Rashi, which you all know, Rashi Chumash. When Vayishtachu, when Vayishtachu Yisrael Rosh Hamito. Rashi says over there, because he was a choyla, and Ashina is Mirashoysev Shel Choyla. Says from there you learn that the Shina is on the by the head, Lamai Mashoysev Shel Choyla. That's why Craig is bringing it. Here the Gemara seems to bring another puzzle. Shing in the Rif Taka brings that puzzle. That's how we know Shina is Lamai Mashoysev Shel Choyla. Vomer Rova, Vomer Rova, Nanchei Kosh Bo, Zones HaChoyla, he feeds him, he supports him. Hashem Yisodeno, Aleres Dvai. Very interesting Gemara here. This that the Malachim, it's a big shmooze in people. What does it mean that Malachim don't understand Aramis? What does that mean? Tosis says over here that even the Machshova Shebelev Kol Odom, they know what people are thinking. So how could it be they don't understand Aramis? What does that mean? Tosis has no teretz. Idemis is that many Achorim, they don't know how to know that. How do we know that a Malach knows what a person is thinking? There's a Pasuk in Eov, I think, Shkimah clearly says that only Hashem knows the thoughts of a person. Whatever Tosis says, Radova Poshut, how Tosis knows that Malachim know what people are thinking. There's a Pasuk here. In fakir Malachim Tzvila Shlom Ki Ato Levatcho Yodatas Levavo Odom. But anyway, they've come in Mekayris. How Tosis figured that out? But once you assume that, what does it mean that the Malachim don't understand the language? They know what you're thinking. That's the Rosh. The Rosh Hashanah says the most interesting thing. Another pshat, they don't understand the language. They don't pay attention to Aramis because Aramis is a slang, if you want to call it, off of Lashon HaKodesh. And it's the English they'll deal with you, whatever language, in a real language they'll deal with you. But when you take Lashon HaKodesh and you mess it up, then they don't listen, they don't understand. They're not talking to it, they don't pay attention. Difficult ideas. What? That's another whole problem. Discussions, books and books. What do we need Malach? We don't dive into the Malach. That's another whole essay. But again, this is only by Yochim, by Tzibah, but see what happens. We dive in Tzibah by Ram, Yochim, Pork, and these things. That's what I say when you dive in Yochim. You shouldn't say those things. Or the end of the Slich is there. Yeah, Machnis Rachm is the other problem. Yeah, that came out. Nobody says that's because he's talking to Malachim, but the piece is more in the Bishmai, the Mishchanan, Kibachibi, the Mishchanan, the Abba. That's an Aramish. So that it means when you dumb by yourself, you shouldn't say that. Things in Aramish you shouldn't say when you dumb by Yechidus. That's what I'm saying, since it is a standard tefillah, that's like tefillah's rabbim. Once it's a standardized tefillah, even if you're saying it by yourself, it's a different tefillah's rabbim. Machnis Rachm is the other problem. We don't dumb to the Malach, but okay, that's because it has the din of tefillah or whatever. It's tzibah. I don't know what has somehow, but tzibah works. Whatever the pshat is, tzibah. We do daven in Aramis. Or we somehow we can circumvent the Malachim when we're with tzibah. We don't. Whatever we're getting out of the Malachim, we don't need it by tzibah. Okay, that's a shame. Philosophy. I don't know. That's interesting, but it's very interesting, but it's not time to learn now. But even those who are makbid l'moshel, not to say machnisei rachmim, but we all say the gimel yud gimel midas there, no komida nechayna, that last pizman, by Neil, the last pizman, and Thursday by Yisliches, no komida nechayna, we're there, we came out talking directly to the midas over there. So I like they changed the nusach. You look in the good machzorim, you'll see, they changed a little bit the nusach, but there we are, kimat, looks like we are talking to the midas, whatever that means, but well, Yikra Lara there. Yeah, okay, this is the Chaim Kanevsky stories, if you know. They were very makvid. Most people, they are not makvid. We should be more or less a paskin in our lives. We don't have this din. Chazanish was more machmir in this. Well, Yikra Lara there. I'm a rabbi. I feel a gavoa, stay kaim. It's a low plug, even though the near is all the way up there. I mean, Pashas, by the time you get up there, you'll remember it. Shabbos, you know, Rashi says, Loy plug. I feel shtei madoyos. What do you say for madoyos in the Uraitainim? The saddle. It's madas with the saddle, but yeah, it means it's very high up, whatever. It's up on top of something. I feel like Sora Batam Zuhal Gabzu. You have your light on top of the 10-story building. It's a pretty strong light because you're reading down here, but whatever. We're still afraid you'll climb up and shut it off. And not shut it off, you'll tilt the thing like a. Yeah. Zogdimachad Hudalo Likri. One person can't read. Potrei Shapir Domi. Loyikral are in there, but if two people are, let's say, learning by in there, that's okay. Why? Because if I see you going to tilt the lance, I'll stop you. Once there's two people there, one will stop the other. Frank the Gemara of Atanya, lo yechad v'lo yishnayim, not one, not two. Omer Revelozah lo yikashe, kan b'inyin echad, kan b'shnein yonim. Interesting, when we say two people, one will watch the other, that when both people are learning the same inyan. Chveis, we're both being Mavis Sedger. But if you're learning Baba Kaman, I'm learning Chveis Shvot, Kitz Shulchan Noruch, then we're two worlds apart. I have nothing to do with you. You have nothing to do with me, so I won't look at you. In Shulchan Noruch, I think we're passing that way, that even if we look at two separate Sforim, that's already called two people. One means we're both looking at the same Sefer. Om Rafun, Ubi Meduro, I feel a subnail of them. So I got Meduro, it's like, I guess it's like a fire, a big fire there, since we're sitting far from each other, or because the udus, the pieces of wood that are burning the fire, is very close to me, whatever, one will not be able to watch on the other. Omar Rovo, Im Odom Choshuv Humut. If he's an Odom Choshuv, that we have to know who's an Adam Choshuv, but basically we don't have it anymore. But because, no, you'll see soon, I'm sure it wasn't an Adam Choshuv. But anyway, even an Adam Choshuv, because Adam Choshuv will not tilt the nair. He doesn't fool around with the oil in the lamp, ever. So we're not afraid he'll do it on Friday night, he just doesn't do it. Interesting, Gemara, afraid, Gemara, Meisva. Interesting story here. Lo yikol yara nair, shemo yat. Omer Reb Yishmo ben Elisha. Ani ekro v'lo yat. I'll read. And I won't. I'll remember. No, he got it. Pamachas kora umbikesh lahatos. As he was learning, he forgot. He went to tilt it. Oh man, he chapzach. Oh man, kam gedoylim divrei chachomim. Shoyoimim lo yikra lor aner. So what do you see? He zichu was an adam choshuv. Pashas, that's how you learn. What happened over here? He figured he's an adam choshuv. He figured he's an adam choshuv, so there's no problem. But he fell in. So do you see? Kamo gedoylim divrei chachomim, that they accident even by Adam Choshuv. So you see from this brisa that even an Adam Choshuv is also, that's the Gemara's kash. You tell me Adam Choshuv is muta. Forget, that's what the Mishmol thought. But he's backtracked. And he said, kamo gedoylim divrei chachomim, that they accident even an Adam Choshuv. So you see, Adam Choshuv is also. And there's another version to the story. This version, he caught himself before he did it. In the next version, he took a tilt of the light. Reb Nosson Omer, Kora v'hita v'kosav al pin kosav. As they state, if a person does a Chilul Shabbos now, he's supposed to write down in a notebook that he's taif chatos. B'mei Rebbe Yameinu, t'kum ben shriach. A person will remember, bring a korm chatos. Karisi v'kosav al pin kosav, nishmo ben Elisha, karisi v'itais ne'er b'shabbos, l'chi yibona b'es ha-migdash, o b'chatos shmeinu. Okay. Whatever it is, it sounds like Adam Choshuv is also. Zogdim Omer Reb Abba, Shaini Reb Yishmael Ben Alisha, Hoylo Meisem Atzmal Devei Torah Kehedyet. This is your answer for Prem Kanevsky. When he learns this, you know he's Adam Choshuv, he's in a different world, he doesn't remember anything. And what did he mean? Why did he think he could do it? That's Achronim learned. He Taka didn't agree with this whole Gzeira. He's Chaylikana. He knew he was a Hedyet when he learned. But he held Aniyata, Aniyakvalata, the Gzeira is Nijgeferla. And then he said, Nein, Kamo Gdoilim Divre Chachom, and they understood better than me. We have to have this Gzeira. Tony Chodo, Shamish Boy the Kaisis for Kairis Loraner. He can check it, Loraner. We're not afraid it'll be Hatoya Tanya. He did Lo Yivdak, Lo Kasha. Can be Shamish Kavua, can be Shamish Ain Kavua. The Shamish Kavua, that's his regular job. He's going to be careful to make sure he gets the dishes clean. He might tilt the light. Shamish Ain Kavua is in there, you know, what's it called? Temporaries, temps, account temps. You know, he's in for a day, he's out tomorrow, you know, and then they're not worried if you don't clean the dishes, they get furla. So he's not going to check so carefully. Eboy Seyman, no, hover, hover, Shamish Kavua. Talking about Shamish Kavua. They were talking about an oil light. So you might fill. Oh, the naphtha is, I think, kerosene, maybe. How do they charge it? Whatever has a bad smell. Kerosene to go with? Something like that. Something that smells. Naphtha. Okay, whatever. Smelling up lady. Once that smells bad, no one's going to fool around with it. So now, according to the second teretz, we haven't dealt with Eina Kavua. We're just saying both brides by Kavua, but nobody fools around with something that smells. So, Frank Dimo, what's Taki the Din of an Eina Kavua? Are we afraid he'll tilt it or no? We'll say he's not that careful. Is Omar Rav Aloch of Ein Morin Kain? Demis says it's Mutter, but we don't publicize the Psak. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Aloch of Morin Kain. If I get the Psak, it's a Psak. You know, he's one of those, you know. Mutter is Mutter, you know. No, that's a Eina Kavua is Mutter. Fartig, that's how we paskin. So here's the story with him himself. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Ikal Berah, he came to Rabasi, Kom Shamei, his Shamish, obviously, since he was visiting, this is a Shamish Eina Kavua. Rabasi didn't bring his regular Shamish with him. This was a Shamish Eina Kavua. And Bodik Lenahoyer, the Shogah, he was checking the glasses or the dishes by the light. Now, Omele de Bisu, he was by Rabasi. Rabasi's wife again, Afruma. Zid Galt and Lochem Emorin Kane. You can't tell people to do it. We don't do like that. Omele de Bisu. So Rabasi's Rebetzin said, Umalo of it, Hoch. He said, to her, you don't do this. You wouldn't allow that. Omalo Shavke Kirabe Svirle. Leave alone, he's doing like his Rebbe, meaning like Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba said that a Shamish Eina Kavua. That a Shamish Eina Kavua was like a Mutaloch, Umayrin Kane. It's Lee Malone, he's doing like his Rebbe. I have a minute, the famous word from the Goyen here, on Kama Gedoylem Dibre Chachomim, Stasat Nazach. You'll see there's a difference here between the Loshin HaMishnah and the Loshin HaBraisa. The Braisa says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikra Lora Ner, doesn't give a reason. The Braisa gives a reason. Lo Yikra Lora Ner, Shema Yata. Shlomo HaMelech was nichshal. Lo yarbe lo susim. The pusuk gives the reason. Ani esav lo yechta. I ain't gonna follow. I look the goyin. That's what happened over here. Rabbi Shmuel saw the brayser. In the brayser it says lo yikra lo ani shema yata. Shema yata. They worried about. Ani esav lo yata. When he did, he says kama gdoilim divrei chachomim, that they said the mission a blanket statement. They didn't say shema yata. They said shema lo yikra lo ani without a reason.